Good morning and welcome to A Rich Sauce for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring. Psalm 36:36, I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Hallelujah! That's a great psalm. It really is. One you can get excited about and realize you don't have enemies that God can't handle. Amen. On today's call, we're going to talk about 10 Commandments of Success. You know, I came across these 10 Commandments of Success written by Charles M. Schwab, the steel magnate, in the early 20th century. Based on his lifestyle, I find it ironic that Schwab chose the term commandments to describe his success strategies. His lifestyle was anything but godly. Yet back in that day, doing the godly thing was more the norm in American life than it is today. Schwab was a brilliant businessman. In 1908, he took a major risk and had his company, Bethlehem Steel, begin construction of the HP, which revolutionized construction and made possible the age of the skyscraper. As I read Schwab's 10 Commandments for Success, I have felt stirred to give them a scriptural foundation and a few comments. After all, each of these commandments has a scripture as its basis. For that matter, all success is born in scripture. It isn't always recognized as such, but it's true. So let's look at take a godly look at Schwab's 10 Commandments of Success. Number one, work hard. Hard work is the best investment a man can make. Ezra 5:8. The king should know that we went to the construction site of the temple of the great God in the province of Judah. It is being rebuilt with specially prepared stones and timber being laid in its walls. The work is going forward with great energy and success. So here's a question. Are you working with great energy on your job? If you do, you will no doubt have and be a success. Proverbs 14:23, all hard work brings a profit, but a mere talk leads only to poverty. Number two, study hard. Knowledge enables a man to work more intelligently and effectively. 1 Thessalonians 4:11, and that you may study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You may never have had your parents' approval in your life, but you can truly have your Heavenly Father's approval. Number three, have initiative. Ruts often deepen into graves. Years ago, I saw a cross-stitch saying that stirred me then, even as it still does today. It read, initiative is doing the right thing without being told to do it. Matthew 7:12, Message Bible. Here's a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want. What do people want you to do for them? So grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law of prophets, and this is what you get. Number four, love your work. Then you will find pleasure in mastering it. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3:22, Contemporary English Version. We were meant to enjoy our work, and that's the best thing we can do. We can never know the future. If you hate your job, well, it's going to show in your work ethics and your facial expressions. However, if you love your job, it will also show in your expressions and your work ethics. Number five, be exact. Slipshod methods bring slipshod results. Genesis 27:8. Now, my son, listen to me. Do exactly as I tell you. Exodus 25:9. New Living Translation. You must build this temple and its furnishings exactly according to the pattern I show you. Anything less than excellence is not acceptable to God. Number 6, have the spirit of conquest. Thus you can successfully battle, and overcome difficulties. Isaiah 41:10, Classic Amplified. Fear not, there's nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Romans 8:37. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. Hallelujah. Number 7, cultivate personality. Personality is to a man what perfume is to a flower. Proverbs 20:27, Classic Amplified Bible. The spirit of man, that factor in human personality, which proceeds immediately from God, is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. Ephesians 3:16, Classic Amplified. May he grant you out of the rich treasure of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. 1 Timothy 4:16. Look well to yourself, to your own personality and your teaching. Persevere in these things, hold to them, for by doing so you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Number 8, help and share with others. Help and share with others. The real test of business greatness lies in giving opportunities to others. Hebrews 13:16, the Message Bible. Make sure you don't take things for granted and go slack in working for the common good. Share what you have with others. Good God. Oh, wow. This is good. God takes particular pleasure in acts of worship, a different kind of sacrifice that takes place in the kitchen, in the workplace, and on the streets. Ephesians 6:8, my favorite, Classic Amplified. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive his reward from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. When expectations are set high, it is so that we can become better at what we do. When we become better at what we do, we build confidence in ourselves and with our peers. When we have confidence, we generate an aura of a winner. The most important thing to remember is that you have options every time, things that you do. Just be excited about it. Be excited about it. Hallelujah. Number 9. Be democratic. Unless you feel right towards your fellow man, you can never be a successful leader of men. Galatians 6:10, Classic Amplified. So then, as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith. Wow. Those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. Luke 6:31, Classic Amplified. And as you would like and desire that men would do for you, do exactly so to them. Hallelujah. Number 10, in all things, do your best. The man who's done his best has done everything. The man who's done less than his best has done nothing. Proverbs 21:31, Message Bible. Do your best, prepare for the worst, then trust God to bring the victory. Colossians 3:22. Servants, do what you're told by your earthly masters. And don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Work from the heart, from your real master. For God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. The sullen servant who does shoddy work will be held responsible. Being a follower of Jesus does not cover up bad work. Perhaps Charles Schwab's most famous quotation, "A man to carry on a successful business must have imagination. He must see things as in a vision, a dream of the whole thing." I like the way the word says it in Romans 4:17, which gives us the ability to carry out new things. The interesting thing about commandments, whether the 10 that Moses brought down from the mountain or the ones penned by Charles Schwab, if you don't obey them, you're not going to find success. The success that you see, that you seek. According to Wikipedia, Charles Schwab, even before the Great Depression, had already spent most of his fortune, between $25 and $40 million. Adjusted for inflation, that equates to between $500 and $800 million in the first decade of the 21st century. Wikipedia went on to say that Charles Schwab himself died bankrupt, living on borrowed money for the last five years of his life before he died. One last thing. Success without God is temporary, fleeting. Even if you created a successful business power and wrote the Ten Commandments of Success. Let me say that again. Success without God is temporarily fleeting, even if you created a successful business empire and wrote the Ten Commandments of Success. Think on these things. And till tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts. We love you. Bye-bye.